When Jesus calls us to follow, we need to remember that He is worthy even of our deaths. In John chapter 21, verses 18 through 21, this is what He says to Peter. "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This He said to show by what kind of death He was to glorify God. And after saying this, He said to him, "Follow me." Do you see the double statement of "truly, truly"? Jesus had to get Peter's attention because he would be absolutely leveled by what Jesus said next. Jesus told Peter that his hands would be stretched out and he would be taken to where he did not want to go. Peter, in his old age, would be crucified. That must have been a bit staggering to Peter. In other words, "Peter, if you journey the path of feeding my sheep, tending my lambs, this is where it's going to lead. You will be crucified." And then Jesus says to Peter, "Follow me." It's believed that John's friend, Peter, had already been crucified by the time John wrote this letter. And I want you to take stock of John's Spirit-inspired commentary on that crucifixion of Peter. It was glorious. It would glorify God. It made God look spectacular. I'm so glad Jesus did not meet Peter with words of condemnation, but rather words of conviction and commands to go and a call to follow Him. In this conversation, I find hope for me when I stray. I find truth in that the strength of my love is not what is important, but the strength and faithfulness of the risen Savior, that He is able to get me down the path of discipleship and even through death. As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our missionaries in Myanmar. And also remember the Kannada LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout India.